Hi, I'm Jeremy Thewlis. Welcome to this podcast. This is part two of a two-part series on a bunch of bad boys who could be robbing you of success in your studies and in your life. I call them the six silent killers of student success. In part one, we discovered how incorrect assumptions, the memory of past failures, and low expectations could drag you down into the demotivation whirlpool, a downward spiral that leads to discouragement and achieving far less than you're capable of. Now it's time to meet the last three of these sneaky assassins of student achievement. Coming in at number four is negative self-talk. Let's be honest here, we all talk to ourselves most of the time. And no, I'm not crazy. Psychologists call this, surprise, surprise, self-talk. Usually we don't do this out loud though. What I'm talking about are those little comments that you make to yourself throughout the day. Now, the self-talk can be positive, keep going, you can do it, or yes, legend, or negative, you idiot, what are you doing? Oh, I can't believe I blew it again. I'll never understand this. Self-talk becomes like a script which we play out in our lives. Self-talk, positive or negative, is a powerful influence on our feelings and on our confidence and motivation. So if your self-talk is negative, your motivation drops dramatically. Let's face it, it's hard to handle a voice in your head constantly telling you you're no good, especially when that voice sounds suspiciously like your own. You can see the way that these silent killers combine together to drag you down in the demotivation whirlpool. For example, the memory of past failures can lead to lower expectations, which in turn can lead to negative self-talk. No one likes to experience disappointment and negative feelings. So when we get into that situation, it's tempting to look elsewhere for the causes of our problems. And this can lead to silent killer number five, blaming others. When things aren't going right, it's very tempting to blame other people. For students, the easiest people to blame are usually their teachers or their parents. And you may have heard comments like these. If I just had a better teacher, then I'd be getting better marks. Or, if my parents didn't hassle me all the time, then I'd work harder. In each case, the blame for the lack of success is directed away from the student towards someone else. You may be thinking, well, why is this a problem? Even though there may be some truth in the comments, the problem is that these beliefs also take all the responsibility and the control away from the student. As a student, you begin to feel that you have no control over what happens to you. The result is that your motivation to try and do your best disappears. Instead, you're left thinking, "Ah, my teacher is hopeless. So what hope do I have? What's the point of even trying?" That brings us to the final silent killer, killer number six, the inability to change. This final silent killer is the feeling that I'll never be able to change. If you think about this using the whirlpool illustration, it's a bit like being stuck at the bottom of the whirlpool, looking up and thinking, I will never get out of here. I'm never going to make it. As you can see, these silent killers combine to create some very negative thought patterns, which lead to the feeling of being stuck or even wanting to give up altogether. In turn, this leads to lower expectations, more negative self-talk, more poor results, and you can see how the whirlpool just drags down your confidence and motivation, leading to frustration and discouragement and disappointment. Well, there they are in all their glory, the six silent killers of student success. Maybe you recognize one or even several of these factors at work in your life at the moment. So, what can you do? No one likes to be sucked down a whirlpool and feel discouraged and demotivated. When you get into these situations, it's very tempting to think that the answer to the problem is simply working harder or longer. We say to ourselves, "Oh, I'm going to work 20 hours every night." And maybe you're thinking, I need to find some study tips in books or online. In fact, that may even be how you came to be listening to this podcast. Don't get me wrong, hard work and effective study tips are both very helpful and important. But think about it. On their own, these things are not enough to beat the six silent killers. You need something that can break the negative cycle and turn that demotivation whirlpool on its head so that it becomes a positive upward spiral taking you towards success and your goals. Here's some good news for you. You'll be pleased to know that the answer to getting better grades and beating the six silent killers is not to try and grow a bigger brain or increase your IQ, your intelligence quotient. Now that you've recognized how these six silent killers work, the answer is to use some simple and practical strategies that target each of these six negative factors, and which will also help you to increase your AQ. What's your AQ? Well, I'm glad you asked. Your AQ is your attitude quotient. And as you'll discover, your AQ, or attitude quotient, is much more important than your IQ when it comes to success in study or in life. You can find out more about how to raise your AQ and beat the six silent killers in my next series of podcasts. You'll discover how to get out of the demotivation whirlpool, how to get motivated, and not only watch your grades improve, but also stress less and enjoy life a whole lot more. I look forward to catching up with you again in the next podcast. Let me say, I always appreciate your comments, your suggestions, and your questions. So if you'd like to get in contact with me, you'll find my email address in the info attached to this podcast. Don't hesitate to drop me a line. Until next time, take care, and remember, you can do it. Cheers.